Good morning, my brothers and sisters. This is Garrett Bake, your brother in arms, and welcome to another episode of The Phoenix Project. Today's topic, Walmart. Now, I know I'm going to piss some people off talking about Walmart. So bear with me. There is a message at the end of this. So the other day, I met with my nutritionist. Now, why did I go to a nutritionist? Well, I was feeling really tired, like I didn't have enough energy, and my eating habits were all over the place. So for those of you that don't know, I like to run marathons. I know. People think I'm crazy. Now, let's be honest, I'm never going to win any races. But for me, it's a way to compete with myself and free up a lot of energy. Side story. Anyway, back to the original story. So the nutritionist told me that I needed to start taking some supplements, because currently the only supplement that I take is a gummy vitamin. Yes, you heard that right. I like gummy bear vitamins. Why? I don't know. They're a lot easier to swallow than those big horse pills. Well, she told me to go get some supplements. So I was like, all right, cool. Fish oil, omega 3, this D5, B6. Felt like I was playing bingo for a while. So she said, go to Walmart. They got some pretty good prices. So I went to Walmart to find these vitamins and to get some other food items. Well, I haven't been to Walmart in a while. I purposely avoid Walmart because it triggers me. It pisses me off. Let me tell you why. Because when I walk into Walmart, there's not one person in that store. Doesn't matter if they're working there or if they're shopping there. There's not one person with a smile on their face. There's not one person that is moving at any speed other than super slow. There is not one motivated individual in that entire store. Kind of reminds me of that movie WALL-E. You remember the ship, by and large ship? Like people just sat in their chairs, everything was delivered to them, this, that, and the other. Like, it looked like a store full of zombies. So I'm like, whatever, I don't need you. I just need these items. Well, guess what? I got to go up and down the aisles, which means I have to interact with these zombies. Like literally standing in front of what I need. And I say, excuse me, can I get in here? No response. Or they turn and look at me and then turn away. Now, this happens about 3 or 4 times until I finally say, you know what? I'm done. Like, I'll buy this stuff on Amazon. I don't care. So I go to checkout with the few items that I have. And in the checkout, of course, I go to the self-checkout because it's faster, at least in theory. Well, my machine decided it didn't want to play nice. So every item I put in, scanned in the bag, it's got the little weight sensor. It didn't like it. So I kept getting error messages. And I kept going back to the lady, and she kept having to reset it. And she kept going back to the lady and kept having to reset it. And finally she told me that I was doing something wrong. And I was like, excuse me? And I told my wife, I was like, I'm done. Like, I am done. If I don't get out of the store, watch out. I'm going to destroy some things. So I leave and I told my wife, I am never going to Walmart again. And she's like, why? I said, because it triggers me. She's like, what do you mean? I said, I cannot stand being in that environment. I feel like my energy is getting sucked out of me. Literally, by like leeches. These people are leeches. Now, I'm off my stool. So here's the thing. What I realized is that in my life, there are people who are energy leeches. There are people who literally suck the energy out of a room of whoever's in there. Doesn't matter who it is. Ask yourself, where in your life do you have these energy leeches? These people that are so negative that it doesn't matter what you say or do, like it's always going to end out bad. And then ask yourself, what would be possible for your life if you eliminated these people from your environment? What would you be able to accomplish then? Well, that's it for today. For more information, go to realtalkforrealheroes.com.